Big day in history. It's Inauguration Day for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So we're hoping for a little bit of calm in the States. We're hoping for some good stuff down there.
Some kindness, some peace.
Would that be a nice change?
Some rest, yeah.
That would be good. So we'll keep you posted on everything we hear this morning. Let's go around the room and check in with everybody. Jax, good morning.
Just going off the back of that, yeah, today's going to be a tricky day in a lot of regards. So if you can take a moment and find some rest and some gentleness for yourself and maybe take a little breather, do so. And if you need just like a little silver lining, a little sprinkle of hope, I just realized today is officially 2 months until the first day of spring. That's really good.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, right?
That's
not bad. 2 months. 2 months until spring. That's not bad at all, man.
I mean, it won't feel like spring for another 2 months after that. But yeah,
that's
cool.
What's up, Jesse?
Good morning, Jesse.
This is also a huge week because it could also be the week where we see the official end of Kimye.
Yeah.
So the new reports are that they've stopped going to counseling and that Kanye is looking for a lawyer immediately. So if you're a celebrity lawyer, this could be a fun week for you.
Good week for you.
But it could be the official end of Kimye by Friday.
They had a good run.
I wonder, actually, I just thought about this. I wonder if Kim will represent herself because she's almost done. No, seriously.
She's not a divorce lawyer.
Okay, I guess so. Yeah. That'd be so badass, though. Get a Kim.
She could still represent herself, though. You never know with these things.
Yeah.
Hey, in about an hour, you're going to get another keyword that you will text in along with your name. And if we call you back, you will qualify to live rent-free in 2021. And just for getting on the qualification list, a Google Home smart speaker, which would be awesome. But first, before all of that, Ghosted. Ghosted's coming up at 7:10. We posted this Ghosted yesterday on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dubbed the kindest, nicest Ghosted we may have ever done.
So soft.
So if you're looking for drama, that might not happen as much today, but I'm telling you, it's going to leave you feeling warm. It's going to feel like you just got hugged, which a lot of us, you know, haven't been hugged in like a year.
Yeah.
So that's coming up at 7:10. This is Ari. It's Positions. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning. So, Jax, a new survey asked people what foods put them in a good mood and what foods put them in a bad mood. And we just posed the question out there a few minutes ago, what foods put you in a good or bad mood? And somebody texted in to 999999 saying, good mood, banana, bad mood, mashed potatoes.
How can mashed potatoes put you in a bad mood?
Right? What did a potato ever do to you? And arguably, a mashed potato is the best form a potato can take.
Soft and fluffy and waiting for you to take a little nap in them.
Now, listen, we could talk about potatoes all day.
We could.
But we should get to this list. The top 10 foods that leaves people feeling unhappy include donuts, alcohol, soda, energy drinks, burgers, candy, pizza, cake, white bread, and chips.
Really?
All the fun foods apparently make you feel really bad.
Yeah, because they're terrible for you and high in sugar and will make you crash afterwards, I imagine.
That's what they hypothesize, is that people feel bad that they ate those things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily that put them in a bad mood, but they're like, oh, I wish I didn't do that. Top 10 foods that make you feel good. Coffee, dark chocolate, berries, yogurt, eggs, salmon.
Salmon's very good for you.
Oranges, apples, melons, and grapes. I do like the crunch of a fresh grape.
So we're talking about like the crash or the come down or like the health effects, not like how I feel momentarily after I consume.
No. It's how you feel.
Really?
Yeah. Because what type of a mood it puts you in.
I feel nothing but pleasure when I eat pizza. I feel nothing but feelings of being on top of the world.
There's a big difference, though. While you're eating the pizza, just pizza, for example, or donuts, whatever it may be, you feel really good about it. But then the second the last bite is gone, and like pizza's a little bit different because I don't know about you, but I just eat until I can't move, especially with pizza. That when that's over, you go, oh, what have I done?
Yeah.
This is now the life I have to live for the next 2 or 3 hours. And then you feel bad.
Turkey does it to me.
Yeah?
Too much turkey, yeah. If I have like a turkey dinner, immediately afterwards, I'm like, ugh, this is where I'll be for the rest of my life. This is me now.
Underrated feel-good dish?
Yeah.
Soup.
Oh, so underrated?
Oof.
Are you just finding out about soup?
No, but it didn't make the list, so it's underrated.
Soup is overrated feel-good soup.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was speaking to the soup czar.
I do my hair toss. Check mornings with what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Big day. It's Inauguration Day for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. You'll see a lot of celebrities down there. Lady Gaga is going to be performing a special remix of the American National Anthem /The Shallows.
She's not doing a remix. She's going to be singing the real National Anthem.
Never know, man. She's a wild card. Tom Hanks, Justin Timberlake, Demi Lovato, and the cranberry juice drinking longboarding guy from TikTok are also going to be in attendance.
Dogface.
Here in Toronto, Toronto Police Services say that they will be monitoring downtown during the inauguration.
Yeah.
Don't panic hearing that. They normally...
Yeah.
Exactly. Anytime there's something big going on in the world, they kind of do that anyway. So it's just a normal thing. They just put out a statement about it yesterday. So Charlie Puth has a theory on when he thinks Drake's new album, Certified Lover Boy, is coming out, because he's been making us wait forever for it. And he thinks it's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
So in a tweet that was deleted, he said Drake's dropping on the 21st. This is Charlie Puth. Mm-hmm. And it's not clear if Charlie Puth did any production, songwriting, or performances on the album. It's like no one knows how he would know all this. So it's not clear if he's right or if he's just guessing.
I don't know.
It's kind of sketchy that he deleted it after.
He's so well connected in the music industry that like maybe he did put that out. Maybe he had a couple drinks, was telling secrets. You know, you never know.
So Drake's one of Drake's old producers, Cardo, indicated that the album be released on the 29th,
which is next Friday. Yeah.
So, which seems to make sense because normally big albums come out on a Friday, but Drake doesn't really care about stuff like that. So, who knows? We're just going to wait a little bit longer. And this is a pretty neat for introverts everywhere. Canada was just named the best country in the world to be an introvert.
Oh, incredible!
This is according to a study from Merchant Machine, a UK information site, that says we outranked 10 other countries for the number one spot for the best place on earth for introverts. This is calculated by analyzing people per square meter, Wi-Fi speed, rent, and average salary.
Yeah.
So Canada, we did it.
You know what?
Yay.
We're way behind in many things, but for the introverts, we are a haven, my friend.
Shout out to my fellow people who don't like making eye contact with others.
There we go.
Australia, Iceland, Russia, and New Zealand followed on the list. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
All right. We got 4 minutes, TJ. We got 4 minutes for you to get ready to have your rent paid for the entire year. Not you, TJ. You're disqualified. But everybody else, you can have your rent paid for an entire year, whether that's mortgage rent, your cost of living paid for an entire year. It's coming up. Going to give you the keyword at 8 a.m. plus a smart speaker on top of that just for hanging out with us only on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Brides.com just put out a list of the 100 most requested songs at weddings. And we're not going to give you the entire list, but I have the top 10 in front of me. Jax, can you guess? Give me three guesses of what you think number one is.
Off the top of my head, okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Pony, Genuine.
Not in the top 10.
No, not in the top 10?
Not in the top 10.
Okay, Love the Way You Lie, Eminem.
Not in the top 10.
Not, okay. Back That You Know What Up, Juvenile.
Not in the top 10.
These are just songs that I enjoy.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for it? I'll give you the top 10.
It's so hard. Yeah.
LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem. Number 9, Higher Love, the Kygo remix with Whitney Houston.
Oh, that's such a good song, though.
Pharrell Williams, Happy, number 8. I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney at number 7. Cha-Cha Slide at 6.
Why?
Edwin McCain's I'll Be at 5.
I'll Be, that one, you know.
Yeah. 4, Crazy in Love by one Beyonce and Jay-Z.
What's wrong with that?
You ready for the top 3?
Yeah.
Okay, here's number 3. I can see but
you when you dance. Isn't this from the Trolls soundtrack?
It sure is. Okay.
Oh, God.
Number 2.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. Don't believe me, just
watch. Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. You can see that one coming.
Bruno is not invited to my wedding. Let me tell you what.
And here's number 1.
Okay.
The number 1 most requested song at weddings. The Black Eyed Peas. I got a feeling. Okay, you can see everyone's dad jumping up and down with a Budweiser.
Yeah.
His tie's undone. Maybe some buttons on the shirt.
My brother got married back in 2011, June 2011, when LMFAO Party Rock Anthem, and then this song was out, and it was just...
That was it, eh?
It was out of control, and everyone was so drunk and grinding, doing the shuffle. You know what I mean? The party rock
shuffle. No one knows how to dance.
No.
And God, that's not stopping them.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was a mess.
So we wanted to know... What are the worst songs that you've heard at a wedding? And worst being like, not like a bad song, but just really bad timing for a song. And we're taking your text right now at 999-999. You can also call us 416-872-9999. Jackson, text already rolling.
We got a text from the 647. Another one bites the dust. Yeah, do not play that. And a text from the 416. The chicken dance is the stupidest dance ever. Why do people think it's okay to play this at a wedding?
I think it's fun.
No, I love an organized, choreographed dance at a wedding.
I love it too.
Yeah. slide to the left. You know what I mean? Put slide on the cha-cha slide. Like, I'm ready. I'm ready to party.
So we're looking for poorly timed wedding songs. You can text us the stories, 999-99, call us 416-872-9999. It's Ariana Grande, Positions on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Brides.com put out a list of the top 100 most requested wedding songs of all time. Top five for those interested, by the way. Edwin McCann's All Be, Crazy in Love by Beyonce and Jay-Z. Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. Number two, Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. And the number one most requested song at weddings is I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas, because of course it is. Now, we're interested in, like, the least requested wedding songs of all time. What song did you hear the wedding that you're like, this should not be played?
About time, yeah. This is not a good situation.
This is not a good song to hear at a celebration of love.
We got a bunch of texts here. One from the 249. My sister-in-law walked down the aisle to Sweet But Psycho.
What?
Sweet But Psycho.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
Is she Christine from Selling Sunset?
It's really, really, really catchy, but maybe not the rest. Best timing. Text in the 905, Gold Digger.
Whoa. Yeah, is there a story there?
There's a little bit of a story. I guess it's someone they know got married to somebody pretty wealthy, and that song came on.
No way.
Yeah, maybe a little bit too close to home.
Oh, wow.
A text here from the 647. Bad wedding songs, Colt 45. Can you imagine?
Okay, no, that's a great wedding song. If that comes on, I'm going to lose my mind.
It would have to be after, like, you know, the older folks go home, you know what I mean? So I can really turn up and express myself. What about this one, Highway to Hell? Highway to Hell.
At a wedding? That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, now that I hear it, I can see.
Our journey to love is essentially a highway.
There's an implication.
To hell. Yeah.
I would love it if this song came on.
We also had a text regarding Carrie Underwood's Before He Cheats. Can you imagine hearing that?
Carrie Underwood? Yeah. Oh, wait, hang on.
Listen to the lyrics.
Cool. Yeah, great song to hear at the wedding. Good call.
I just want to hear Aerosmith. I don't want to miss a thing on loop at all weddings.
That's it.
I love that song. That song makes me cry.
We're taking your calls too. 416-872-9999. Christina, worst song you heard at a wedding.
So I was at a wedding and the two bridesmaids were in a tiff. So
always love it.
I, for one, am shocked.
Large argument, and it was quite obvious to everyone at the wedding what was going on. Mm. And the next song that was played, the DJ chose Respect, and it was hilarious.
So, I have to know, did they work through it or did they fight?
I was just a guest, so I didn't have any follow-up.
Well,
but
some say they're still fighting to this day.
If it's not you, it's not anyone.
Fun fact, Justin Bieber loves Haley.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Brides.com put out a list of the 100 most requested wedding songs of all time, which is fine and dandy, but we want to hear, like, the least requested songs at weddings. Songs that you heard at a wedding where you're like, ooh, you should not have played that here.
Yeah, maybe not the best timing. We were saying earlier that Highway to Hell is probably not the best song from AC/DC, and somebody actually texted it from the 289. My parents' wedding song is Highway to Hell, no joke. P.S. They're still together 30 years later.
Good for them.
I guess it's a good highway.
Yeah.
Hell or not, right?
Hey.
Also had this story from the 905. My friend played Adele's Someone Like You during the signing of the marriage certificate.
Pardon me?
If you need a little refresher on what Adele's Someone Like You kind of sounds like, it's pretty sad.
Well, never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Okay.
If someone played this while they were legally marrying me, I'd be bummed.
Okay, I just want to let this ride.
I do love this song, though.
It's so beautiful. Oh, hey, I'm Adele. I'm 21 at the time. I'm really sad.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde. Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It's Inauguration Day for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Woo!
We just saw, like, 20 minutes ago, Donald Trump leaving the White House for the final time. Also, for those keeping score at home, the Tiger King was not pardoned yesterday. So, unfortunately, Joey Exotic is going to remain in prison.
You know, with everything happening today and all the historic pivotal moments, Tiger King did not get pardoned. That's where we are.
Lil Wayne did, though, so...
You know, that is good, though.
Yeah. Tom Hanks, Justin Timberlake, Demi Lovato, and the cranberry juice-drinking longboarding guy from TikTok are going to be guests at the inauguration, amongst others. Here in Toronto, Toronto Police Services say they're monitoring downtown during the inauguration. Don't panic. They normally do that stuff when there's big events happening in the world, so they just put a statement about it. A Willy Wonka prequel is coming, and it could star either Tom Holland or Timothée Chalamet. So young Willy Wonka will either be delightfully dorky or have a very chiseled jawline. We're not really sure which yet.
Timothy makes me feel confused.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted you to live in that for a minute.
Yeah, no, thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Warner Brothers announced that the movie, which will pretty much be an origin story for the character, is going to be released March 17, 2023. And I'm really hopeful that they get down like the nitty gritty. Like, how did Willy Wonka secure a loan to open up the chocolate factory?
I like not knowing.
I want to see him interview Oompa Loompas. Like, I want them to get deep down into this. No, just me? Okay. No. Billie Eilish has new music coming from Rosalia. It's dropping tomorrow.
Oh, so good.
They've been teasing this collaboration for over a year, and it's going to be part of the Euphoria soundtrack, which is the show.
Yeah, the part two, the second episode's coming out. It's going to be really good.
Yeah, and just having new music from Billie Eilish is always good news.
It's going to be a good winter.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Hour, 2 minutes away from you getting your keyword and then using that keyword to text it along with your name and getting rent paid for the entire year. Plus, a smart speaker. It's coming up at 10 a.m. Only on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
About a month and a half ago, we first started to hear the reports that things in Kim and Kanye land were not so great. Now, the reports that he was not living in L.A. with her.
Mm-hmm.
He was, where's he live?
Wyoming.
Wyoming, that's right. And that they... You could already tell that the posturing was beginning to say, like, they're just doing their own separate things and they're both happy in their separate lives and yada, yada, yada. Then a month later, a couple weeks ago, it was announced that it sounds like a divorce is imminent.
Yeah.
And they have begun the proceedings and they're both finding lawyers and all that not fun stuff. Now there's a report out from People saying that an official split between Kim Kardashian and Kanye West... maybe fast approaching.
Yeah.
So the general concern on the internet was,
oh God,
this is going to happen and it's going to be the biggest story on the internet for the next few months and we're just all going to have to deal with it. But it's saying that they have completely stopped going to marriage counseling.
Yeah.
And that he's talking to lawyers this week and that they want to get this wrapped up pretty quickly, which you assume with two people as wealthy as they are and as high profile as they were, they probably had a lot of documents signed before the marriage began.
And keep in mind, though, that because a lot of people are saying this is fast, and our own prophet Adam Wilde did say
he called it
because he was like, this has been in the works for a lot longer than you think, because especially the Kardashian camp, like, they have a media machine behind them, so they're very carefully and strategically placing things around online, so they probably want this to go away as soon as possible, so then the focus can be back on Kim's brands and Kim's projects and things like that, because this is, they don't want that, they work so hard to get that distaste of Kardashian news out of people's mouths, because the second that you hear Kardashian, you're immediately
disinterested,
an eye
roll there.
Right?
Yeah.
So exactly. So they don't want to go back to that. So I imagine it'll be quiet, it'll be quick, and it'll be back to Kim's next project or, whatever she's going to be doing down the line.
People underestimate Kim.
Yeah,
I don't know if you watched her
interview on Netflix with
Letterman.
Yeah, that's so good.
She's very...
Yeah. Very poised.
Very poised, very meticulous with her words, very careful.
I respect that. You say what you want about Kim Kardashian, man. I respect the hell out of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully everything will be good and co-parenting will go along swimmingly.
Yeah, remember that there's kids involved and
very, very rich kids, but they're still kids,
They're going to be okay, but just hope everyone's good.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus, this is Midnight Sky. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
People call you by a nickname and you hate it. You've hated it since day one. You hate it now and you wish people would stop, but people won't stop. There's nothing you can do about it. It's a runaway train, baby.
I will introduce myself as Jax or Jacqueline, and usually older men will say, "Nice to meet you, Jackie."
Oh.
It's always been Jackie, and I And of course, I'm not going to say it. I'm like, yeah, that's me.
I guess I'm Jackie now.
Little Jackster Jackie. I don't like it one bit. It makes me uncomfortable. Will I do anything about it? Absolutely not. No.
Why have a confrontation?
Yeah, exactly. Why tell them what you need when you can just think about it later forever?
So last week, Anne Hathaway mentioned that she hates being called Anne. But that's what everybody has known Anne Hathaway as.
I thought that was her name.
I know, it is. Yeah. But she prefers to be called Annie, or I assume Miss Hathaway.
How are we supposed to know that?
You just gotta know. So she was on Fallon, and they were talking about their name. She's like, I want people to call me Annie. She was basically like, when she was really young, she was handed the card for like the Screen Actors Guild, and she wrote Anne Hathaway, because that was her birth name, and then she's just been Anne Hathaway since. But since she mentioned that she hates being called Anne, she wants to be called Annie, people are like, all right, do what you want. Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, very, very famous, like the most famous one in the world, put out a statement saying earlier this week, Anne Hathaway revealed that she prefers to be called Annie. So our team went to work. We got your back, Annie. There's a new nameplate coming soon for her.
Look at them.
Wax statue.
Keep them busy. Being productive. Yeah. Look at that. The first to help out.
I like that. Sounds. I like the idea that someone working at that museum watched the interview and was like, I must get something engraved right now.
I must put this up to upper management and get this fixed immediately.
So we want to know, what's your nickname that you hate? What do people call you that you just... you don't like?
Yeah.
You can text us 999-999 or 416-872-9999. I love my nickname.
What's your nickname?
Well, Teej. I like it when you guys call me Teej, because I never had...
That's cool.
The T in TJ stands for Tyler.
Yeah.
I was a Tyler my whole life. And nobody ever called me a nickname because it was just Tyler. And I hated it because I always wanted a nickname. Yeah. And you can't give yourself a nickname despite my best efforts. So when I became TJ... I put on the sunglasses and that's how I became TJ. And then people started calling me Teej. I really liked it. I was like, I'm here for it.
What about Ty?
I wanted to be a Ty, but
sometimes when you have too many drinks, you turn into Ty. I've seen it. You become way too relaxed and cool.
Yeah.
And then you become Ty.
What's Ty's vibe like?
Ty's the kind of vibe that I want to take you into my car and drive you home. Put you to bed.
Glad that's for that one.
Yeah. Okay.
999-999 on the text, 416-872-9999 to call. You hate your nickname. What is it?
I've been trying to fake it.
Means I want a 69 again.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You hate your nickname. You hate what people call you. And you've just had to deal with it for your whole life. We're taking your calls, 416-872-9999, and your text, 999-999. We're talking about this because Anne Hathaway mentioned that she hates being called Anne.
Like, how would we know that?
I don't know, but she didn't bring it up till like last week when she was on Fallon, and she said, call me Annie.
Okay.
And then Madame Tussauds Wax Museum changed their plaque, or is changing their plaque, to say Annie.
Yeah.
Which also, Annie Hathaway has a wax statue. Didn't know that either. So, fun fact.
People dump on her, but I love Annie Hathaway.
People are way too hard on Annie Hathaway.
I think she's wonderful. I think she's quite nice. Got a bunch of texts coming in here. Apparently, this hits quite a nerve. Text in the 289, Mickey. My name is Michaela.
I think that would be a tough one.
Text the 416. In elementary school, I would be called Mortal Kombat because my last name is Martel. Was very annoying.
That would get annoying really quickly. I could see that.
Text in the 905, which I have a little fact for you after this. My name is Melissa, and I get called Missy by all my family, and it drives me crazy. Which made me think, is Missy Elliott's real name Melissa?
Oh, no, did you go down the Missy Elliott portal again?
And in fact, Melissa is Missy Elliott's real name, Melissa Elliott. The more you know. Reading Rainbow.
Cool, Jax.
On to the next.
I don't even think we need to. I think we should just talk about Missy Elliott some more.
I love Missy Elliott. I would only talk about her. Text from the 647.
Wait. Can you tell the story of the time you DM'd Missy Elliott and she responded back to you?
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge Missy Elliott fan. And I have, like, I always tweet at her. Like, this wasn't the first time I tweeted at her. And I finally got through to her and I said, Missy, I love you so much. Like, what have you been working on, girl? And she wrote back, hits. And that's...
Anyway, her name is Melissa.
Yeah, but Melissa got back to me. Text from the 647. Oh, that's such a sad story. From the 647, my daughter is 10, named Kiara, and my mom started calling her Chippy. Chippy.
What?
When she was 4. It drives her nuts to this day. She says, my name is Kiara, not Chippy. Now stop it. Like this little 4-year-old being like, Nana, I'm Kiara, not Chippy.
Nana, I make the rules.
I am a woman now. I'm not Chippy anymore.
I'm not chippy. I will never be chippy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
99.9 Virgin Radio. Next Thursday, January 28th, is Bell Let's Talk Day. Just an incredibly important day for mental health and the conversation around
That's
it.
Right.
Every call, text, tweet, social media interaction is going to donate 5 cents to mental health initiatives. So this is just a reminder for you to put it in your schedule and get ready for that.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Anne Hathaway does not want to be called Anne Hathaway, and don't you dare ever call her Anne Hathaway. She wants to be called Annie. So she loves being called Annie, has always hated being called Anne. So we want to know your nickname.
Some of these texts.
That you hate. Like, what if people call you that you just, this drives you nuts, and we're taking your text at 999-999, and Jax, what do you got?
Text from the 905, my name is Joanna. In grade school, I was called G.I. Joe.
That's like, I like the ones where they just, they take one gigantic leap, you know?
We have another one here. There's a couple of really inappropriate ones. Sorry about that. Text me 647. I hate my nickname. My name is Jennifer, and everyone calls me Lupe. No context as to why. Okay. But Lupe, and then this one.
Sorry to hear that.
I text in the 519. My family called me Termite because I loved chocolate as a child. I'm 50, and my older relatives still call me Termite. What?
Why?
Man, Auntie Termite's coming over today. Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about Auntie Termite? Yeah, they're retiring soon. Good
Termite,
for them.
Termite had their third grandchild. Like, what?
Oh. Are you going to be Nana or Grandma? Yeah. I'm going to be Termite.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Big day in America. It's Inauguration Day for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. About an hour and a half ago, we saw Donald Trump leave the White House for the last time. Today's going to be a pretty interesting day. They're going to have Lady Gaga performing a special remix of the Star Spangled Banner.
DJ, don't spread lies. She's just going to sing a regular version of the national anthem.
No, it's going to be a remix. She's going to do the Shallows halfway through.
Stop it. No, she's not.
Yeah, she might. Tom Hanks, Justin Timberlake, Demi Lovato, and the cranberry juice drinking longboarder from TikTok also going to be in attendance amongst
an
others.
An eclectic mix.
It's a little different, but whatever. Here in Toronto, by the way, Toronto Police Services say they're going to be monitoring downtown. That's totally normal when something big is happening in the world. It's just something that happens. Don't panic about that. Oh, and for those keeping track at home, Joe Exotic did not receive a presidential pardon yesterday.
Oh, no.
So, unfortunately, the Tiger King is remaining in prison, serving a 22-year sentence.
Good.
Charlie Puth seems to think that Drake's Certified Lover Boy, his album, which he's been teasing for, about a year now, is coming out tomorrow. And the internet's a little sketched about it because they're like, is Charlie on the album? Did he help with it? Did he produce it? Did he do anything on it? How would he know? But he tweeted earlier this week saying Drake's dropping on the 21st, which would be tomorrow. I think he deleted the tweet. So it kind of added fuel to the fire. Former Drake producer Cardo previously indicated that the album will be coming out on the 29th, which is next Friday.
And most artists, like bigger artists, put out their albums on Fridays. But Drake is like not a big artist. He's a mega artist. Yeah. So, like, I don't think he really
biggest
follows
artist
rules.
On the planet.
I have a feeling in my stomach, and you know what? I've been wrong about this about 30 times. So definitely trust me. I think it's coming out overnight tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel it in my soul.
There's a big difference between wanting it to come out overnight and thinking it's going to come out overnight.
And listen, heard it here first.
Eventually, we're going to be right. So I'm sure you've heard of OnlyFans at this point and how people will put up exclusive content that you have to pay for. And normally...
Adult content.
It's adult content. Yes. Now, there's two celebrities who have teamed up to make an OnlyFans account. And it's DJ Khaled and Fat Joe. And they're both doing a joint OnlyFans account. And when you read that, you go, oh God, please no.
No, you know what?
You do though, don't you?
I read it, I didn't say no immediately. I thought this could be cute.
So though OnlyFans is used a lot for adult content, it doesn't appear to be going that direction between DJ Khaled and Fat
Finally
Joe.
Finally something good happening in the world. They're together.
They said that it's going to be, well, the first order of content is going to be a one-on-one basketball rematch. They're also going to be at random sporting events, I guess when you're allowed to, and they're going to be giving exclusive access to their lives at home while sharing motivational content as well. And that's set to launch on January 25th. They're charging $20 per month.
So you're telling me they aren't together?
Maybe they are, and they're just not announcing it yet. But
plot thickens.
Stranger things have happened. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
10 o'clock. Going to give you a keyword, and you are going to use that keyword to get one step closer to having your rent paid for the next year. Live rent free and get a Google Home smart speaker just for listening. It's coming up. 2 minutes on Virgin Radio.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you and your partner started doing anything weird, any weird hobbies, any weird games since this whole mess started like a year ago? Because I came in this morning and I was almost bragging to producer Jesse and to Jax that my girlfriend Val and I started playing a new game that we call Wine Cork Volleyball. So we set up a few shoes on the ground to make like a dividing line, and then we play volleyball with a wine cork. You only get two touches. It has to be underhand. If you get a point, you serve. Goes to 10, and then it starts over. Okay. There's also out of bounds. If it touches the couch, it's out of bounds. Touches the wall, it's out of bounds. And I was explaining this about how much fun we have doing it and how you can get a good sweat going.
Yeah.
And then they looked at me like I was not well. And I realized as I was saying it out loud that playing volleyball with a wine cork probably isn't like a normal thing to do.
Well, I think that it's very sweet that you two are keeping...
There's a massive butt coming.
That you two are keeping busy. I do. I think that's very good. But how much wine have you actually drank before you start playing this
game?
The
bottle was gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm wondering, do you not have a small ball or maybe a real ball? Like, do you,
yeah, but that,
do
where's you not the sport
have,
in that?
What I'm asking is, do you have any other options than this?
Sure, we do.
Like, I thought it was weird that my girlfriend and I are now at the point of just playing, like, the game of life at home. Like, that's what we've been up to.
You've been missing out on life so much that you got to play the board game version?
You can't actually be out in real life, so you're just playing the game.
Yeah.
But this, TJ, I think there are other things that you could be doing with your time.
Name one.
Volleying a wine cork around your house with your sweet little girlfriend, Val.
I'm telling you, it's a fun game because it's not symmetrical.
Yeah.
So it goes all over the place.
So who thought of this game?
It was me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Busy.
I was like, you know what we should do? You'll be really fun. And because Val is the most supportive person on earth. She's like, yeah, we could definitely do that.
My mom and dad used to play soccer. Laundry or like laundry basketball. So at the top of the stairs, my mom would throw down the socks into the laundry basket.
What?
Yeah, and then if they could get it, it was a point. Wasn't much to do in Nova Scotia at that time.
Yeah,
either,
that's just because you guys didn't have electricity till like 2011.
Stop it! But couples are keeping busy, I think, in a lot of different ways right now in the pandemic.
So we want to hear about your like games that you've made up, your hobbies. What are you and your partner doing that you know are weird, but it's just it's how you're passing the time. 416-872-9999. You can text us as well. 999-999. Shawn Mendes and his pal Justin Bieber. This is Monster. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we've all gotten a little weird, haven't we? Especially over the last year with, you know, this whole pandemic business. I was explaining to Jax and producer Jesse how my girlfriend Val and I have started playing what we call wine bottle or wine cork volleyball.
Can't even remember the catchy name.
Well, it's so catchy. Yeah. Where we basically just use a wine cork and we play volleyball in the apartment. And I thought it's a super fun idea. But a year ago, I would have said there's a million other things in the world to do, but there just isn't. So we're taking your calls and your texts on just the weird stuff you and your partner have been doing since this started, your weird games or hobbies that you've been up to.
Yeah, text the 905. My kids and I ride the mattress down the stairs like indoor tobogganing. that's
so dangerous.
That's dangerous and also incredible and extreme.
Also, way to brag that you have a staircase.
Yeah,
ooh.
Cool. And a mattress. Cool. Text in the 416. We take all the stuff off of our dining room table and turn it into a beer pong arena every Friday night. That's smart. Producer Jesse, you play a lot of beer pong with your partner, Gabby.
Yeah, I do. We've gotten fairly good at it, too.
Okay, they say that. Yeah. They are sharks
they're,
at it.
Yeah. They're,
yeah. You guys play like every night? Did
not
you say you play
night.
12 hours a day? Something
a couple
like that?
Weekends every month. Yeah.
Okay, a little tournament. And a final text from the 519. Remember those little mini sticks from the 90s? Me and my partner play with those in the basement all the time. Remember those little tiny hockey sticks?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Mini sticks, yeah. So I guess they just use like a little tennis ball and they play around with that. So that's where we're at as adults in the pandemic.
Just play mini stick hockey.
Play mini sticks with your partner in the basement.
And wine cork volleyball in the kitchen.
You know, I think you could up your game, TJ, I do.
No, I'm pretty happy with where it is.
All right.
It's Virgin Radio.